Well, happy to say right now we're joined by Gerard Mayo. Gerard, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up, guys?
How come you're late?
They're taking me on the tour. They're taking me on the tour.
Disappointing weekend for you, huh? Your movie only came in second place.
Second place. Couldn't knock off Hunger Games. But, hey, we'll take second place, I guess.
Yeah. How did that come about?
Peter and Bobby, you know, they're from around this way.
The Farrelly brothers. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they asked me to do it. You know, I actually was supposed to be in Hall Pass, but I had my daughter the same time they were shooting, so I couldn't do it. So this one came about, and it was a good time.
And there's another one coming, right? I don't know if you're allowed to talk about it.
I hope so.
You're in a second movie coming?
I hope so. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Okay. So we're talking about Three Stooges, right?
Yeah.
Were you a Three Stooges fan growing up? Because I wasn't. I didn't like it.
You know what? I watched it a couple times. Yeah. You know, it was funny. It was funny. You know, when I watched it, I was like, you know, probably like 7 or 8.
Now, what?
When you watched it, you were probably a grown man.
So now, what? Do you play the fourth
they
Stooge?
Still repeat. Nah,
what do you do?
There wasn't a black Stooge. There will never be a black Stooge. I hope so.
So there's a black president, but there can't
exactly
be a black Stooge.
Exactly.
That's when we know we've really come a long way in this country.
Man, you know, first movie, they typecasted me. I was a thug in the movie. You know, I got braids, you know, black, whatever.
You have a speaking part, though?
I do have a speaking part, you know. I could join SAG
right now if I wanted to.
That's
right. Yeah. Then you can vote on the Academy Awards.
Exactly. I can vote and, you know. Health insurance or something. I don't know. Benefits. Are there any benefits for that?
Yeah.
Take $10,000 out your pocket.
I was, like, yeah, your agent gets the benefit. Right.
It is a fee. Yeah.
They're sporting the new Nike stuff, too.
Yeah,
huh?
Nike stuff. Nike stuff.
You got all your swag in?
Yeah, got a lot of swag with my Nike. You know?
That looks nice.
Thank you.
So, what are you up to?
Just working out, you know. It's good to get all the guys back in town. You know, I've been up here. I never leave Foxborough.
Right.
I love it. It's like Pleasantville, you know. No crime or anything like that. You know, you can leave your doors unlocked. It's just nice out here, you know.
Yeah.
It's a great place. So,
now, everyone, you're legendary for your love of watching film. I assume you're watching film this time of year. Is it of yourself? Are you self-scouting? Or are you even looking at opponents now?
I'm not looking at opponents now. I'm kind of like self-scouting, like you said. Just, you know, I watched the Super Bowl a couple times just to see what went wrong. And, you know, guys are just grinding right now trying to get back to that place. And I don't know how, you know, it takes a lot of work to get to the Super Bowl in general. So, you know, we have a young team and they seem hungry and we're ready to go.
Okay. Gerard, well, you said it. What went wrong?
Oh. different things. You know, we just didn't play well. You know, the Giants were the better team that day.
I got to disagree with you, though.
You
really don't
I disagree with
well?
You, too. I think you guys were the better team.
I mean, we
day.
Play. We play. I mean, I'm not going to sit here you know,
not gonna disagree
and, argue with you guys. You know? But at the same time, you know, there were some loose balls that we just couldn't get our hands on. There were, you know, 12 men on the field one time. Just things that, you know, we hadn't done all year.
Right.
And in the biggest game of our lives, it kind of happened.
Yeah.
How do you put the Super Bowl now? Because one of the interesting things, everybody says it's hard to repeat as a Super Bowl champion. History has shown us it's even harder to go back as a Super Bowl loser. So do you use it as motivation? Do you just totally put it out of your mind? How do you use it?
You know, we have to use it as motivation. But, you know, with all the new faces we have, this is a completely different team than last year. You know, even though we have a lot of the core guys coming back, you know, it's a different team, a different year. And but these coaches are the same, and I'm sure they'll push us to the max.
Yeah. Speaking of new guys, drafts coming up. Do you keep in touch with Tennessee and, like, you know, keep tabs on who might be coming out of the, you know, that school and might make it into the NFL?
I'm always watching the games and things like that. I've been pretty disappointed these last couple of years, but, you know, I'm always checking in just to see. But, you know, I have no one left there pretty much. All my coaches are gone. You know, Coach Chavis is gone. He's at LSU now. And, you know, Coach Former, he's not coaching at all anymore. So my roots are pretty much gone from there. So
yeah.
I still check up, you know, to see what guys are coming out.
Yep.
Okay, you mentioned the self-scouting, and I have to be totally honest with you. I've been critical of you at times for big plays.
Right.
And I know you've talked about that.
Yeah.
Where do you see that in your development as you head into the kind of the middle of your career? Is there still room for growth and big plays?
Definitely. You know, I think I can be, you know, I still have a lot of room to grow just as a linebacker in general, you know. You know, I'm learning each and every year. You know, Coach Belichick's always talking about, you know, situational awareness. And that's one of the things I want to work on this year is just knowing the situation, getting guys in the right position to make the plays. And, you know, just being out there leading the guys, I can get better at that. You know, it's a lot of things I can get better at. And we, you know, we have a young defense. We have a lot of new young faces. And I really have to step up my, you know, directing traffic.
Do you, being an inside linebacker, sorry.
Yep. He's so rude.
Sorry. You're just learning that now? Yeah. Is being an inside linebacker, or as Bill would off the line linebacker, is it harder than maybe you expected coming into the league? Because I saw a stat today where of all the linebackers, inside linebackers taken in the top 10 in the last 10 years, right. you're the only Pro Bowler.
Right.
And, you know, there's been Rolando McClain and A.J. Hawk, and it just seems like guys don't pan out. Is it harder than maybe you expected or more the role bigger?
It is tough, you know, especially when you're, you know, you have to get a lot of guys lined up. It's more of a mental game than it is in college. In college, you're pretty much just like, you know, see ball, get ball.
Yep.
At this level, it's like, you know, make sure everyone else sees the ball, you know, through the same set of glasses. That's what we always talk about. Everyone see the formation through the same set of eyes. And yeah. just getting guys on the same page is pretty tough.
It might be also that the game's changed, where the role of the middle linebacker back in Willie Lanier and all those guys was different than today, where it's sure. so much of a passing game.
Right.
Your role has changed than it might have been 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm not sure as far as you know, reading your keys how it was back in the day, but I'm sure they ran the ball a lot more back then. You know, everyone's playing run first, but now you have all these teams throwing the ball so much, you know, you pretty much have to really study your keys.
We asked when Logan got his deal, when Vince got his deal, we asked them the same type of question. Do you feel any more pressure to be the playmaking leader because of the money, that the extra money that you get?
You know what? I just feel like, you know, I need to do the things that got me the deal in the first place. Just continue to do the same things and continue to grow, continue to show growth, and, you know, never be satisfied. So.
What do you spend your money on? I mean, you say you never leave Foxborough, so what are you doing with all your money?
PlayStation, Xbox games, things
like
that.
What's better, PlayStation or Xbox?
Ooh, you know, I play my sports games on PlayStation and like Call of Duty and things like that on Xbox.
On Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you play?
Well, my son plays Xbox. I don't play anything.
Nah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Goes
back to the age.
I'm still watching.
He's playing checkers.
How old do you think he is?
He's playing shuffleboard.
Honest assessment. How old do you think he is?
Probably like, he is.
Wait, he's rude. I'm an ass.
This is a rude room.
That's the show.
You can't. Hold on. Wait, let me see.
Go ahead.
Probably, like 50, early 50s.
On
pretty
the
close,
nose.
Yeah.
On the nose.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, so why was that rude?
And how old do you look?
You tell me.
50.
Ah! good.
He's bald already. Yeah. It is not by choice.
No, it's not, my friend. It is not.
He mentioned the leadership, though, and when you look at an off season, you know, I don't want to pick just one guy, but Rob Gronkowski seems like he pops up in videos and
right.
in the inside track. As a leader, do you have to ever talk to a guy like that? Is there a pressure on someone like you, a captain, to say, make sure you're getting your work done and make sure it isn't all fun and games?
Yeah, I'm not worried about Rob at all. You know, that's just the kind of guy he is. And he works hard when he's at work. You know, if you come to work and work hard, I guess you can party hard as well. But, you know, he's a great guy, and I'm, you know, people handle that, not me.
But that seems like it's a weird role because you're all grown men. This isn't high school
right.
where – but you are a captain, and you are seen as a leader, and you got the contract and the stability. So it would—I think that would be a tough position if you did have to, or ever felt the need to tell another man what to do in March.
Not at all. You know, I don't think so. You know, we're all a family, and that's how we always look at it. You know, you don't mind telling your younger brothers to shut up, or
right.
you know. So I don't mind telling anyone else to shut up.
You feel that comfortable though? Do you have that level of comfort with guys who are their teammates, their colleagues, but they're. You know, and you guys like to use the word family, but technically you're not a family. You can say that to your younger brother. You know,
I can't have white brothers. See, that's what I'm saying. This is a rude.
No.
Racist. Full of ass room.
Where is this Gerard Mayo during the regular season?
Oh,
that's
man,
what I want
here.
To know.
I'm in the meeting room.
Well, yesterday was a big day. Did you celebrate at all? It was Bill Belichick's birthday.
Oh, I was
you didn't send him a card?
Oh, you didn't know, did you?
You're in trouble.
No, I didn't know.
Okay,
you forgot,
know.
Though, right?
I called him.
All right.
You're lying.
Quit
you're
sucking.
Right, I'm lying. Yeah. He didn't call me on my birthday.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
What do you mean that's true? How do you know?
Yeah.
We have psychics in the room, too.
All right. Well, Gerard, we appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we know you didn't have to do this, but it was nice of you to do it.
I didn't. I was just around the way.
That's
know?
Right. So anytime you want, come on down.
All right.
We're here.
Cool.
All the time, 24
this
hours
is such
a
rude room. I love it.
That's it. We want you to feel comfortable.
You fit right in, though.
Nah.
Yeah, you
nah.
like it. You
Jeff.
Like it. You like it.
You were 50. I said 50.
You were right on
right.
the nose.
You were way wrong on mine.
How old are you? This
39.
He's 29.
Oh, man, I was off a lot.
Yeah, you were.
Hey, my bad.
Yeah, but he's been 39 for the last 5
that's
years.
That's not. So.
That's how you do in Hollywood. You know, the people are like 55.
That's right.
Oh, I'm 42.
I'll show you my driver's license if you don't believe me.
It doesn't matter. You've been faking it since birth.
Do you have hair on your driver's license?
No.
You still have hair. You're bald?
I've been this way since
wow.
like Mid-20s.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Can we get him a Propecia deal?
No. The only thing worse than being bald is the people who try to pretend they're not and do those kind of things. Because you can always tell that there's something going on up there
Propecia
that's not
works.
Right.
Propecia
how do you
works.
Know?
Wait, do you because use
I,
it?
How no, do you know?
No, I don't use it. I just know guys that talk about it in the locker room.
There are guys in the locker room that use it?
Yep.
Which
Wait a minute.
Because there were rumors about another captain. I'm not saying.
Yeah. No. This wasn't a captain. I'm leaving that one alone.
Oh, it's not a captain?
Nope. On our side of the ball. On our side of the ball.
Defensive
Propecia.
Guy.
And he's not a captain.
Not a captain. Oh, what are you trying to say about Vince's hair?
I didn't say anything about Vince. You're the one who said Vince. You're the one who said Vince. No. Matthew Slater's a captain, isn't he?
He's not on defense, is he?
Sometimes. Yes, he is.
Very rarely.
Vince is going to be paying a visit.
Vince will be here next week.
Wow.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, he won't say I'm 50, though.
All right. Thanks, Gerard.
Thank you, Gerard.
Really appreciate Gerard Mayo, everybody. And you can catch that later on the podcast. And we'll be right back after this.